The 100 Years' War, the Duguesclin period, the Revolt of the Towns, 1380-1382, Part 2. The 100 Years' War, the Duguesclin period, the Revolt of the Towns, 1380-1382, Part 2. The 100 Years' period. The Revolt of the Towns, 1380-1382, Part 2. Treaty with Ghent and its allies was quickly torn up. The Count's supporters were given free rein to launch a savage war against the independent villages of southern Flanders, in which great numbers of largely innocent peasants were murdered. They laid waste to the country around Ghent, cutting off the town's river trade and destroying the windmills on which it depended for its grain. The men of Ghent responded with attacks on the castles, manors, and nobility throughout Flanders. The men of Ghent responded with attacks on the castles. First to secede. The town was controlled by a minority regime dominated by weavers and dependent upon armed support of Ghent. In May of 1380, it was overthrown by the other guilds. An army sent from Ghent to restore the ousted faction was scattered outside the gates of the town. At the beginning of June, Louis de Mauls returned to Bruges in triumph. The Count moved against Ypres 2 months later in the middle of August. The men of Ghent tried once more to intervene, but they unwisely divided their forces. As a result, part of their army was wiped out by the Count's cavalry, while the rest were forced to withdraw. The Count arrived at Ypres, finding the leading citizens on their knees in front of the gates, clutching the keys to the town and begging for mercy. Louis, however, was not inclined to be merciful. Over the following days, between 300 and 400 supporters of Ghent were identified and rounded up in the streets of Ypres. They were beheaded one after the other on a huge scaffold erected in the marketplace. Within days of this demonstration, Louis de Mauls' officers had recovered possession of most of Flanders with the exception of Ghent itself. On the 2nd of September 1380, the Count of Flanders laid siege to Ghent with a huge army drawn from every part of the region. However, Ghent proved to be a tough antagonist. The townsmen were more united and more committed to their cause than the populations of Bruges and Ypres. In spite of the size of his army, the Count was unable to seal off their supplies. Early in October 1380, he was obliged. The 100 Years' War, the Duguesclin period, the Revolt of the Towns, 13 long winter months were the main factors at work, but political calculations were another. There were other means of imposing his will on the land, as the Count wrote to his cousin shortly after these events. At the time this letter was written, Charles V was dead and the new king's uncle had taken control of the French government. Ultimately, it was Louis's son-in-law, Philip, Duke of Burgundy, who would furnish Louis with the other means. So we got back pretty quick. The 100 Years' War, the Duguesclin period, the Revolt of the Towns, 1380. The 100 Years' War, the Duguesclin period, the Revolt of the Towns, 1380. The 100 Years' War, the Duguesclin period, the Revolt of the Towns, 1380. The 100 Years' War, the Duguesclin period, the Revolt of the Towns, 1380. The 100 Years' War, the Duguesclin period, the Revolt of the Towns, 1380. The 100 Years' War, the Duguesclin period, the Revolt of the Towns, 1380.